This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on a successful public health response to a measles outbreak in Chicago, an mpox outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, a rapid public health response successfully reduced the severity of a measles outbreak in Chicago. Next, the Democratic Republic of the Congo reports its largest number of suspected clade 1 mpox cases ever. Last, polio cases were down globally in 2023, but 32 countries reported active outbreaks. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of May 13th. Measles is a highly contagious, vaccine-preventable disease that can cause serious complications, hospitalization, and death. It was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000. However, because of ongoing transmission globally, cases still occur when U.S. travelers are infected with measles while abroad. In March 2024, the Chicago Department of Public Health was notified of a possible case of measles in a child 6 days after they were hospitalized. They were living in a shelter for new arrivals, which housed more than 2,000 people. Our first two reports describe the successful public health response to this confirmed case. The Chicago Department of Public Health, supported by CDC, implemented a rapid public health response that included a mass vaccination campaign in which more than 9,500 doses of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine were delivered. In addition, shelter residents were screened for measles symptoms, and people with suspected or confirmed measles were isolated. In total, there were 57 measles cases identified related to the shelter. CDC also developed mathematical models that showed the actions taken by public health officials substantially reduced the likelihood of a large outbreak in Chicago. Without rapidly implementing a mass vaccination campaign and screening people for measles symptoms, the model showed that many more people would have become infected. If case notification to public health had occurred earlier, rather than nearly a week after the child's hospitalization, more measles cases could have been prevented through an earlier mass vaccination campaign. Offering measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination to eligible new arrivals and community members is the best protection against measles outbreaks. When measles cases do occur, rapid response is critical to prevent additional cases. This includes rapidly reporting cases, vaccinating eligible individuals, looking for additional cases, and forecasting impact using real-time models. There are two main clades, or types of mpox. Clade 1 mpox, which causes a higher proportion of serious illness than clade 2 mpox, regularly occurs in several countries in Central Africa, including the Democratic Republic of the Congo, also known as DRC. Clade 2 mpox is what caused the 2022 global outbreak and is still circulating at low levels in the U.S. and abroad. During 2023 through 2024, DRC reported the largest number of suspected cases of clade 1 mpox ever recorded. In our third report this week, researchers analyzed data from DRC's National Surveillance System to understand the increase. They also described actions taken to ensure domestic preparedness should clade 1 cases occur in the U.S. Since January 2023, DRC has reported nearly 20,000 cases of suspected clade 1 mpox and 975 deaths. Overall, two-thirds of suspected cases and more than three-quarters of suspected deaths occurred in children 15 or younger. Children younger than 5 accounted for 28% of all suspected cases, which is similar to past outbreaks. Because of the 2022 global outbreak of clade 2 mpox, the increase in clade 1 cases in DRC raises concerns that the virus could spread to other countries. It also highlights the importance of urgent global action to support DRC's efforts to contain the virus. In addition to supporting DRC by increasing testing capacity, training local staff, and finding ways to slow the spread, CDC is also increasing preparedness efforts in the U.S. While there have been no cases reported in the U.S., CDC is informing clinicians and jurisdictional partners, increasing surveillance efforts, expanding diagnostic testing capacity, and communicating guidance for vaccination and management of waste and specimens. Appropriate medical treatment is critical given the potential for severe illness from clade 1. Clinical management is similar to clade 2, with decisions based on clinical presentation, disease severity, and underlying health risks, rather than virus clade. In addition, CDC encourages people who currently are at risk for clade 2 mpox to be vaccinated with two doses of JYNNEOS. An additional benefit of vaccination is protection against clade 1 mpox. The Global Polio Eradication Initiative, which includes CDC as a core partner, formed in 1988 with the goal of eradicating polio globally, meaning no more polio virus infections or cases of paralysis from polio. Since then, polio cases have decreased by more than 99%. Our last report this week provides an update on global progress toward eradication. During 2023, a total of 12 wild poliovirus cases and 524 variant poliovirus cases were reported. This was down from 2022. Variant poliovirus outbreaks occur when not enough people are immune to poliovirus and continue when outbreak response campaigns are inadequate. Despite the decrease in cases, testing of sewage samples indicates that wild and variant poliovirus were present in places where they hadn't been in 2022. In addition, 32 countries reported active variant polio outbreaks for the fourth consecutive year, representing a major concern. To eradicate wild poliovirus, children in high-risk areas in Pakistan and Afghanistan need access to vaccination. In these countries, vaccination efforts have yet to stop the spread of wild poliovirus. Furthermore, countries need to detect and rapidly respond to outbreaks of poliovirus to meet eradication goals. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.